Hi, and welcome to New England Federal Credit Union's financial education podcast, How to Negotiate a Good Deal When Buying a Car. My name is Brenda, and I'll be talking about some of the things you need to know when you're buying a car, new or used, from an auto dealership. Helping me today is Molly. She's a student from our Right Track program, our financial education class for young adults. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Brenda. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thank you for being here today. So you're planning on buying a car?
Yeah, I'm planning on buying my first car on my own. I don't have a lot of money, but I found a really great car at a dealer, and I just want to make sure I'm not paying more than I have to.
Well, Molly, I know you're still in school, so you probably don't want to hear this, but the most important thing you have to do when buying a car is your homework.
Oh, of course.
Don't worry, it's easy today. On the internet, you can learn everything you need to know about a car you want to buy, including the fair market value. You can also check the vehicle identification number to get a history on the used car, including accidents, repairs made, and any insurance claims on that specific vehicle.
What websites are good?
Well, there are a few, but here are some of my favorites. NADA.com is the accepted pricing guide, and it's free. And then there's Carfax.com, which is a lemon check site. This is where you put in the VIN number for a vehicle and it tells you information. There's a small cost for Carfax, but it's well worth it. But by far, my favorite website is Edmunds.com. Edmunds.com tells you the fair market value of a car, repair costs, incentives, warranties, reliability, insurance costs, and it allows you to compare several vehicles right online. I visit that website myself almost every day.
Okay, so it looks like I've got some work to do.
You do. The negotiation process can either be easy or it can be hard, but with a little extra effort on your part, you can make a big difference in the total price paid for the car. And that's really important for you since you not only have to think about rising gas prices, but also insurance costs.
Got it. What else do I need to know?
You mentioned at the beginning you had a specific car in mind. Guess what? That means that you've got to have a lot of self-control when negotiating this deal.
Why?
When you buy a car, you should use your head and not let your emotions get involved. If you make a decision based upon your feelings and not the facts, you'll probably end up paying too much.
Okay, so even if I love the car, I should keep that to myself and not go on blabbing about it.
Exactly.
All right, so I'm standing there in the dealership and I want to start negotiating. What do I do?
First, based on what you've learned beforehand, have a firm, low-cost price in mind. Second, find several cars that you like and negotiate between several dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to get all the details in writing, including a purchase and sales agreement,
mm-hmm.
a copy of a sticker or dealer worksheet,
mm-hmm.
and a copy of the dealer invoice.
Okay.
Bring all these details home to review carefully. You want to take time on this process.
Okay. Should I test drive the car?
Definitely. Get a feel for whether you like the car, as hopefully you will have it for a long time. Now, when you test drive, you'll need to give them your driver's license, but don't give them your social security number.
Why?
If you give them both, they could pull your credit report. You don't want your credit report pulled unless you're financing with a dealer.
Okay, but how do I negotiate the price?
Well, just tell them, look, I've done my homework, and I feel that this is a fair price for the vehicle I have in mind. If they don't accept it, just walk away. But remember, leave your salesperson your home number, your cell phone number, and your email address so they can contact you. And believe me, they'll be contacting you. Ultimately, they want to make a deal with you. If neither dealer accepts your first offer, increase your offer by $100 to $200 and start the process again. When you have your deal, watch out for extras. They can add thousands to the cost of a vehicle, and you might not really need them. The things that you must pay for are tax, title, registration, and destination charges. Documentation preparation should be around $75. Make sure you get a good interest rate for your loan. Here at New England Federal Credit Union, we offer low rates that you can see on our website every day. Also, you can just call us at 866-80-LOANS or apply online, and we'll bring you the paperwork and the loan check usually on the same day.
Wow!
If you really want to save time, then get an auto check. It's basically a blank check, good for up to an agreed amount. When you're ready to buy, you just fill it in and sign.
Thanks, Brenda. This has been really helpful.
There's a lot more you need to know, Molly, and we can't cover it all here today. That's why you have to do your homework.
Okay, thanks. That's what I'll do.
I wish you all the best with your negotiations. And don't be discouraged if the vehicle you love is not the vehicle you end up getting. Remember, a reliable car at a price you can afford is the goal.
Got it.
Well, that's it for this edition of our Financial Education Podcast Series. Thanks so much for downloading us today. We'll see you next time here at NEFCU.com.